All week, Capital Public Radio's Nick Bruner has been reporting from the South by Southwest Festival in Texas, and last night was a busy one for Sacramento musicians. So just a bit ago, we spoke with Nick before he headed off to another venue. The sounds of Sacramento were still in his ears. Hello,
hey,
Nick.
Hey, good morning, Beth. Yes, I am currently in the Austin Convention Center this morning, where the keynote address is going to take place in just a couple of hours, but still kind of reeling from last night when a good chunk of the Sacramento music community really started to shine here in Austin. In fact, I spoke with the lead singer of a Sacramento band who had just arrived in time for their first two shows just a few hours previous.
My name is Andrew Henderson, and I'm in a band from Sacramento called G Green.
All right. And where are we tonight, Andrew Henderson?
We're right in the middle of South by Southwest in Austin, Texas.
And you guys just got done performing at Valhalla, right? How'd that show go?
It was great. It was probably the most fun I had all day.
How'd you guys get here? Is this your car?
This is Liz's car. It was a long drive.
That sounds like you guys aren't operating on a whole lot of sleep.
Well, last night was all right. I mean, I feel fine now. I was getting kind of tired around 5 o'clock, but I feel pretty good now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Something to do with the energy of the show, pumping you back up?
Yeah, a little adrenaline boost. Also coffee and beer.
That'll do it.
Sounds like the formula. Hey, Nick, G Green was on your list. You were looking for them down there, I know. And is this a band you knew before in Sacramento, or you just met there?
Yeah, I had seen G Green a couple of times in a couple different venues around Sacramento. They stand out as just a lot of just raw energy fun. And I was really looking forward to catching that show at Valhalla. However, I got there just a little bit too late. Bike traffic was kind of nuts. But that isn't going to stop me because they have a bunch of other shows throughout the next couple of days while down here in Austin.
Well, you mentioned that. I know you are traveling on bike. We were talking about taxis and foot traffic, and is the bike working?
Well, I'm not driving it. I'm catching the little three-wheel bikes that taxi people around the city for a couple of bucks here and there, which is really nice. In fact, I met a guy last night who just comes down just for South by Southwest, and that's how he makes a good chunk of his living throughout the year.
Oh, okay. Well, Ganglion was another band that was on your list. Did you catch them last night?
I did. They were part of the Lefsa Records Showcase, and we have a clip of some of their music right here.
Pretty, Nick. I have to tell you, I can hear the instrumental a lot louder than the vocals. I don't know if that was the distance where you were from the stage or exactly.
I was standing right next to that stage, and that is by design, usually, with most Ganglion's records. It's they have a tendency to bury the singer's vocals under everything else that's going on and just to sort of make this kind of sort of trippy, psychedelic rock sound.
Well, did you get a chance to talk with them?
I did. I spoke to a couple members of Ganglion's about the festival and about a very, what I found to be rather strange pairing while down here in Austin.
Yeah, I saw that you guys were going to be on the HGTV stage. How did they come to find you?
I have no idea. It's pretty ridiculous, but they pay well and we're here.
Hey, Ryan? Do you have any idea how HGTV and you guys fit together?
I have no idea.
Yeah?
I literally have no idea. We just got an email, and I guess it's going to be filmed. So we're going to, you know, play some stuff for the soccer moms and things like that. So it should be cool. Maybe we'll set up some jungle plants around us. We'll kind of build our own little white picket fence and destroy it.
I'm not sure the Home and Garden Television Network knows what they're getting themselves into, but I look forward to hearing all about it.
It was a nice sound. You've mentioned stages, venues, and showcases as you've talked through the week. Can you expand a little bit more on that showcase?
Sure. Ganglions were part of the Lefsa Records Showcase, which is a record label based out of Sacramento. And they had a middle-of-the-afternoon showcase at a bar called Skinny's in downtown. And I spoke with Matt Halverson, who's the owner of Lefsa Records, and he was telling me about how things can sometimes be a bit rocky that time of the day.
Well, for instance, the two dudes that I am here sharing a hotel room with, who are also managers, when I left to come to this showcase, they were still asleep. So people, you know, it's your time. It's kind of like you get jet lag when you come to South by Southwest. People that usually wake up at 7 a.m. sleep till, you know, noon or 1. So you just never know what kind of crowd you're going to get. There's also so many day shows because you're only allowed to have one official showcase. So a lot of labels have one official and then a bunch of day parties. So right now there's, you know, our friends' bands and bands on our label playing at, you know, probably 10 different shows. So you just never know the Rubik's Cube of people's schedules, who's going to show up. And a lot of people that told me they weren't going to be able to make it because their schedule were here, and vice versa. So it's cool.
Sounds like a pre-planned, spontaneous festival. another band you had on your list that I was interested in hearing from was French Cassettes. I think they're from Ripon.
Yeah, Ripon, California foursome. Young guys who are just getting started, really ambitious first strike here at South by Southwest. They have something like 11 shows booked,
wow.
And they've been sleeping out of their van.
Wow.
So that's dedication right there. They're also on their first tour, so I got a feeling these guys are really going to be put to the test. I did manage to catch some of the music that they are performing at an upstairs saloon downtown. I think we have a clip of that.
Twenty-somethings, they have the energy for it, Nick, you know? They can keep going. Anybody else you found? We have just a little bit more time.
Yeah, let's go back to Lefsa Records for just a few minutes. I was introduced to a band called Dana Bowie, a two-piece that I had never met before. Now, they're not Sacramento natives,
okay.
But they are on the label based out of the city. And I spoke with the lead singer about his experience here in Austin this year.
Is this your first go-around at South by Southwest as a two-piece?
For Dana Bowie, yeah, very first. It's actually our fourth show ever in history, so...
Really?
Yeah.
You guys, wow, okay. That's fantastic. That sounds exciting and terrifying at the same time.
Oh, my God, totally. Like personally, my experience in performing live has been behind the drums with my other band, Akron Family. But now it's like having to stand in front of a... You know, only a guitar in front of you instead of this like security blanket of nice things to hit when you're nervous. You know, it's so much different, but it's cool. Yeah,
it's not as nuts as I thought, but yeah, like he said, we've only been here like half a day. Mentally, we're kind of still in the car. You know, we had a long travel to get here, and you know, we've had every night on this short tour we've been on. You know, it's been 10-hour drives or 8-hour drives. So, yeah.
What else are you guys going to be doing while not performing while here in Austin?
Barbecue.
Yeah?
Once every couple years, I do this pilgrimage to Lockhart, Texas. It's about 40 minutes south of here, and they've got the best barbecue on the planet, and it's like the most exciting thing that I can think of.
You know, Nick, you've brought us a lot of color through the week. I have two quick questions that I keep thinking about. There's so many comparisons between Sacramento and Austin. You've been there now for a few days. Do you think the cities are similar?
I think that they have similarities, but I have been so focused on the fact that I've been hit with humidity and that there's rain here.
Well, there's rain here this week, too.
Yeah, that's what I understand. I was told that I left and it started to pour over in Sacramento. Well, but in terms of the energy of this place and in terms of just like the positivity of the people that I meet on the street, it just seems there are a lot of comparisons to home. And I think those are the biggest right there. It's just the personality of the Vero Beach city.
It's easy at a festival to get caught up in that whole party and, like Dana Bowie just said, the barbecue and the fun and people seeing each other. But is there a real spirit of the industry working at the same time?
I think you see that, yeah. I think you see that in guys like Matt Halverson especially. I mean, those are the guys who, in my opinion, have the most to prove, the most to show. They have, you know, what it takes to succeed. I mean, of course, you've got, you know, big labels here. You've got MTV here putting on shows at enormous stages. But I think the real sort of working class music ethic is what you find at places like Skinny's and that saloon where I caught French Cassettes and people who are just like, you know, trying to make it. So, yeah.
Well, it's probably a foregone conclusion that given the opportunity to go again, would you want this assignment next year?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, I could think of all kinds of different ways that we could make it even bigger and better. You bet.
You know, your producer, Paul Conley, is, I'm looking at his face, and he's smiling and nodding his head, too, so he's part of the team signed up for next year.
Yeah, he saved my life many times this week, so thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. All right, so a little bit of the time warp. You're going to come back and talk with us in a bit to do this week's sound advice, and we're
going to
listen to other bands. But because of the time change in your schedule, we actually had to record that segment before we did this one, so we have a little bit of time warp, and the audience will understand when they hear it. But I want to thank you so much, and we're looking forward to your sound advice segment next.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much, Beth.
All right, take care, Nick.
See ya.
You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. And as you just heard, more from Nick as he gives us the rundown on some of the stars beyond our own Sacramento favorites when we return.